Bible says, "Every wise woman buildeth her house, but the foolish plucketh it down with her hands." Christian homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters-Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
Where are those secret clinging spots in your home that every now and then beckon all too boldly? Those spots which others, perhaps, don't even notice, but which leap to your attention at unsuspecting moments and send you scurrying for a cleaning sponge or rag. One of those spots drew me to itself just the other morning. It was in the midst of after-breakfast cleanup. I had been cleaning all the obvious, usual things, and I'd been following a more or less set routine. The floor had been swept. I had cleared the table, rinsed the dishes. I was about to wash up the cooking utensils, and then I was going to move on to clean the countertops and the stove. But in the midst of all that, as I was putting something in the refrigerator, a secret spot shouted at me. That spot were the tops of my refrigerator and freezer. They stand side by side, and the accumulated dust on those tops shocked me. But there was no way I could ignore the summons of that secret cleaning spot. So I broke into my routine to clean that secret spot. I assembled rag, soapy water, and stepladder so that I could reach the tops of those appliances. Then I began the job. I found right away that it was not particularly easy or fast. You know what I'm talking about. The dust on the top of the appliances was that grimy kind that only a kitchen can produce. Yes, so I found difficulty in doing the job. Also, you see, the refrigerator and freezer are recessed in our kitchen, and the cabinets built above come down to within about 3 inches of the appliance tops. So, though a good deal of work made it possible to clean the front portions of both appliance tops, I was stopped cold, no pun intended, despite my best efforts. I could only clean as far as my arm would reach. Standing there, up on my stepladder, with cleaning rag and bucket in hand, I felt great frustration as I looked toward the backs of those appliances, and I could clearly see the uncleaned, unreachable back sections. Cleaning as far as my reach. The clear, lovely contrast in spiritual terms leaped into my mind right there as I stood on that stepladder. Oh, indeed. Our human reach is always short, very much limited. And so our cleanup efforts are many times vain and thwarted, whether those cleanup efforts be within ourselves or attempt to be in the lives of others. We just can't reach to so many of those secret cleaning spots. In strong contrast, divine reach is all-inclusive. It's absolutely limitless. God reminds us in Isaiah 59:1, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened, that it cannot save." Oh, there's nothing beyond the reach of God's hand. Dear Christian lady, whatever and wherever the grime of sin is in your life and mine, God and God alone has the ability to clean it, because nothing is beyond His reach.
You've heard Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters-Jones, Christian homemaker and author of Beauty and the Best. Write to Mrs. Jones at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.